Welcome to Today on Broadway for Wednesday, January 11th, 2017. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini. As we told you yesterday, today's a little bit of a Frankenstein episode. I was out seeing a press screening of the new Martin Scorsese film Silence, and James was back at his house interviewing Melissa Anelli, the executive director of BroadwayCon. First, I'm going to run through some quick news stories, and then we'll get to that interview with Melissa here in just a few minutes. First off, yesterday we learned the full ensemble cast of the upcoming Broadway revival of Miss Saigon just 2 days before they begin rehearsal. We already knew that Eva Noble Zeta, John Briones, Alastair Braemar, Rachel Ann Goh, Katie Rose Clark, Nicholas Christopher, and Devon Elaw were going to be starring in the show, but we got the full list of a couple dozen ensemble members that are going to be joining that company. We'll have that full list in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com. Like we said, rehearsals begin on Thursday, January 12th. The first performance will take place on Wednesday, March 1st, ahead of an official opening on March 23rd. Currently, Miss Saigon is scheduled to play a limited engagement at the Broadway Theater through January 13th of 2018, before a North American tour launches later that year. Also yesterday, we learned that during the ABC section of the Television Critics Association meetings out in Los Angeles, that ABC had announced, finally, an air date for their Dirty Dancing remake that they filmed back in April and May of 2016. We found out that it will officially finally air on May 27th of this year. This remake musical-infused production will star Abigail Breslin as Baby, Nicole Scherzinger as Penny, Deborah Messing as Mrs. Houseman, Sarah Hyland as Lisa Houseman, Tony Roberts as Max Kellerman, Billy Dee Williams as Tito Suarez, Katie Segal as Vivian Pressman, and Colt Prates as Johnny Castle. We don't really have a good grasp on what this is. It's being hailed as a 3-hour musical remake, so I'm not exactly sure if that means it'll play more like the touring stage show that is currently making its way around the country a few times, where it's not really a musical per se, but they've got the music a little bit more integrated into the storytelling, or if they're going to have these characters singing songs. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see as it gets closer. One thing to note, that Andy Blankenbuehler, Tony winner for Hamilton, is one of the choreographers for this project as well. I'm sure as we get closer to May 27th, we will be talking about this quite a bit more. Also yesterday, Manhattan Concert Productions announced that the wonderfully goofy comedic duo of Rachel Dratch and Jack McBrayer will be joining their concert performance of Gershwin's Tony-winning musical comedy Crazy for You. We already know that the great Tony nominees Laura Osnes and Tony Yazbek will be leading the production, but now we know that Dratch and McBrayer will be playing the British tourists who are writing a guidebook of the American West, Patricia and Eugene. Rachel Dratch, you know from Saturday Night Live for years. She most notably made the character Debbie Downer famous. She also was most recently seen on the New York stage in the Daniel Radcliffe-led Privacy or Privacy, depending on which side of the Atlantic you're on. Jack McBrayer is an Emmy nominee for his role as Kenny the Page on 30 Rock. He does a lot of voice work as well and a lot of guest starring stuff, and he's also one of the lead characters in the Wreck-It Ralph movies, if you are familiar with those. So they should be a lot of fun. Directed and choreographed by Tony winner Susan Stroman, the Crazy For You concert will take place from Lincoln Center's David Geffen Hall on February 19th at 8 p.m. Finally, I'm going to put a link to a really great video in the show notes that if you haven't seen it, which seems unlikely if you're listening to me talk right now, but if you haven't, you've got to take a look at it. I guess that would have been on Monday night's episode of The Late Late Show with James Corden. He was interrupted while telling a really funny joke about acronyms by a man who has an acronym, NPH, Neil Patrick Harris, and their back and forth banter escalated into one epic Broadway musical theater riff-off. These two Tony winners went back and forth bantering with Guys and Dolls, Les Miserables, Company, Hedwig, and of course, they encapsulated it all with a little bit of Hamilton. So if you haven't seen that, check it out. All right, I'm going to send it over to James Marino and Melissa Anelli, the executive director of BroadwayCon. BroadwayCon is a one-of-a-kind fan festival convention that will be taking place from the Javits Center on January 27th through 29th of this year, and I'm sure they're going to get into a whole bunch of good stuff. So thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio, and you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt. You can subscribe to Something Like It Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll
With us today, we have a very special guest. Melissa Anelli is with us. Melissa is the executive director of Broadway Con, one of the creators of Broadway Con, and a second-time visitor to Broadway Radio. Melissa, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me back.
Oh, well, you know, you're having a little event here coming up on January 27th to the 29th of 2017. Isn't that correct?
Thank you for getting those dates right. Yes, that is correct.
Well, last year, we have to talk about last year because it was just the first Broadway Con, and I didn't know what to expect. And walking into the hotel, the whole energy changed. And I've been to other events at the hotel before, and there was something very special that happened there. So tell us, what did you learn about last year? What did you learn about Broadway Con last year in its initial kickoff?
We learned that the adage, the show must go on, applies to conventions as well.
Explain to the listeners what happened last year.
So the only significant snowstorm we got last year was Jonah, the 30 inches, it was a lot of inches, got dumped on New York over the week of Broadway Con. Literally the only big snowstorm we got all last year. I think it was the only snowstorm. And it was a challenge. Everything was shut down. All the subways outside Manhattan were shut down. People couldn't get in for panels. But the thing was, everybody was already there for the event. They were already in town for the weekend. And so we just said, well, we're all in this together. Let's just go. And so we all just scrambled to cover what had to get changed. And it all just happened in the end. The show must go on. And it does.
It was awesome. It was just amazing. And what, you know, not only just your staff, but all the people that were visiting, everybody that was there, everybody pitched in and just had the greatest time. It was a lot of fun.
It was a definite we're in this together vibe that we are so grateful for.
So you're moving over to the Javits Center, which is a huge, huge space. I mean, the hotel is big, but the Javits is huge. So I'd imagine that you were pretty happy with the success of last year's Broadway Con.
We were. First events are so hard to not be epic failures. And so the fact that Broadway Con was successful was, we weren't surprised because the community was so active and engaged, but we were definitely so pleased when we saw how great it was and what the spirit was like. Like you said, you've been to, you know, other events. I think we've all been to theater-related events, but what we kept saying to the community, what we had learned from our other events, is that there's just nothing like walking into one of these. You feel the community envelop you as soon as you walk in. Everywhere you go, people are making friends and connecting over things they love, and it is just, it's like Disneyland for theatergoers, and we were hoping that would be the vibe, and we're going to keep on magnifying that vibe as we go. The Javits is enormous, but we're not in the whole Javits. We have certain segments of it, and we are working hard to make sure that that doesn't mean we lose the spirit.
I was stalking the Broadway Con on BroadwayCon.com, and the in the events list, I'm counting that you have at any given time 5 programming rooms, a main stage, a special events hall, a marketplace, and an audience rewards autograph center. So I mean, and that's going as far as I can tell from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Yep. we're gluttons. We are gluttons for content. That is all the result. That is all the work of our amazing programming coordinator, Sierra Fox, and her crew. They have been working nonstop for more than before the event started last year. There were plans for what would happen this year, and so she has a team of programming coordinators who help do this, and it is just incredible what they are putting together. Oh, I'm so excited.
I mean, 14 hours of programming, you're really getting a bang for your buck there. In going to Broadway Con, you have a lot of programming and a lot of interesting topics for everybody, and plus you get to New York and people drop out and drop out of the conference and go see a show and come back and go see more. It's
you know, like our main stage, our director for our main stage, David Alper, has been doing incredible things as well. And the idea is sort of, it's like a circus. So you have the main circle is the main stage, and then you have the circle. Do you hear me? Ring. Yeah. Main ring. So you have the center ring, and you have lots of other rings where you can go. And the idea, that overwhelming feeling, is important to this event. You want to feel like there's always three or four things you wish you could split yourself into pieces and be at. We find that that really helps, you know, as hard as it is to do, it really creates this wonderland feeling.
So folks who are out there who are procrastinators and haven't gotten tickets yet, how are they able to get in to see you?
Yeah, BroadwayCon.com. Our main weekend tickets, like our full tickets, those sold out last year. They are going fast now, especially as we get close and all, there's a lot of press ramping up and everything else. So I would advise, if you are interested in going, do not wait. Go to BroadwayCon.com and get your ticket.
And so BroadwayCon finished up last year after the blizzard, and then we had this post-celebration online with all the different communities at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, with awesome photographs and videos and things like that. Are you planning to do something that maybe a little bit of streaming this year for folks who are not able to get in?
We have so much content that is going to be going live during it. The whole events, maybe a little bit, you know, because obviously it's a
special
weekend people pay for, so we don't want to put the whole thing online.
Oh no, absolutely.
But you will be seeing a lot of content, a lot of behind the scenes content that's viewable for everybody. But especially if you really can't make it, we'll be bringing you a lot of the excitement.
We talked last year about the Hamilton cast coming up and doing some programming there. What's the big popular one this year, or a few of them that are not to miss type of things?
I can't pick. Great Comet is coming on the Friday night. We're having an Annie reunion that is going to be having the original Annie in it, which is just incredible. We have, there's even more to announce soon. Whoopi Goldberg and Julie Taymor are going to be having a conversation about 20 years of The Lion King. We have the cast of Hamilton again, plus the Chicago cast of Hamilton, which we are going to be beaming in via, you know, magic technology from Chicago. there's so much. Basically, I would say like 9.95 out of the dream things we wanted to do this year, out of 10, we got, and it's really incredible.
Well, I am just really excited to get back to BroadwayCon this year at the Javits Center, January 27th to the 29th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. And then there were some parties after last year as well. So, we'll have to see what we can see there. You can catch up with BroadwayCon at BroadwayCon.com and on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. We'll have links to that stuff in the show notes. Melissa, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. You must be insane right now to come and visit with us, and we'll see you at BroadwayCon.
See you soon.